Michael's joining us on the line, Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Time for a little chat, and I'm guessing we're going to talk about Halloween.
Indeed we are, Bill. And you know what? It's one of these things, every year we go out and do the same thing, and there's always these little things that we may forget in that little bit of elapsed time. So the biggest thing that, like the RCMP and those of us that are involved in safety, is be street smart. So do little things to make a little bit safety the top priority. And one of them is obviously for pedestrians, make sure you use the sidewalk as much as you can. If you're out there, make sure that you're with an adult or you've got someone who's going to be responsible to make sure that you use the sidewalk. Try to stick to the sidewalks as much as possible, and please don't jaywalk. As much as you'd love to go across the street to that one house, kind of stay where it's safe. And one of the things you actually brought up, Bill, which was before we got on the air here, was reflectors. So make sure you get a reflector to make sure that motorists can see you. And fortunately, Oceanside Community Safety, we have free ICBC pedestrian reflectors available from our offices in Parksville and Qualicum Beach. So stop into our offices between 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Monday to Friday and get your free reflector.
Free is good.
Free is always good. Also, for those that are going out trick-or-treating, make sure you plan ahead. Make sure you know exactly where you're going to go. In your mind, at least, make sure somebody has a cell phone that at least they can contact if they get into any trouble. Obviously, stay in groups. It's always easier when you're working together in groups. And for emergencies, that goes back to the cell phone, make sure that somebody has it. And, you know, a little thing for, we should remember, certain areas of the area of Oceanside don't allow fireworks. So make sure you're not going to spook any pets and that, that may be out and about. Please, if you're going to use fireworks, do them safely. I do know the city of Parksville, for instance, has a ban on fireworks within the city limits. So please be respectful of your neighbors and play safe.
Excellent. Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty common sense, but always good to have a reminder over these things, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And my favorite part of it is just watching people get dressed up. So when you are getting dressed up, make sure you have a flashlight with you. Have some part of your costume that's reflective, and make sure you have good visibility, because, again, those other things we talked about, it's very important that you can see those coming at you, and those that are coming at you can see you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the nice thing about those ICBC reflectors is they're stylish, and you can wear them any day.
You know what? That is very true. This year we have a really great one. It's got the image of a feather. Mm-hmm. So you may be light as a feather, but you'll be seen from afar.
Perfect. All right. Happy Halloween. And thanks, Michael. We're going to post this all up on our Facebook page for everyone to check out.
Thank you so much, Bill. And as you just said, stay safe and have fun.